So let's review. Zakta Mishnah, Chatas Sa'if Shaso Lamata Kamaisa Chatas Lashem Chatas Kshera. A Chatas Sa'if is kosher only if all its requirements were done properly as follows. Lamata, the Hazah and Mitzah were done on the lower portion of the Mizbeach. Kamaisa Chatas, the Avodas were all done like a Chatas Sa'if, and that the Malika was done to only one Simen. And both Hazah and Mitzah were done with its blood. And Lashem Chatas, the Avodas were intended for a Chatas. If all these three things were done, the Chatas is kosher. However, if he deviated even in only one of his requirements, the chatas is possible, as the Mishnah elaborates. Kemaisa chatas l'shem oila. If the avodas were intended for an oila, even though they were done like a chatas, the carbon is possible because it's shalei l'shma. And vice versa, kemaisa oila l'shem chatas. If the avodas were done like an oila, even though they were intended for a chatas, the carbon is possible. And certainly if it was both, kemaisa oila l'shem oila psula. And asola mala kemaisa kulan psula. If the Hazah and Mitzah were done on the upper portion of the Mizbeach, which is the wrong place, even though all the Avodas were done like a Chatas, the carbon is possible. The Gemara explains that the Reisha of Chatas Sa'if Kamaisa Oil L'Shem Chatas Psula assumingly refers even to the Shani B'Malika. He deviated in the Malika by doing it both Simanim like an Oila. The Mishnah rules Psula because it follows the opinion of the Chacham in the previous parak that Hivdul B'Chatas is possible if he separated the head of a Chatas Sa'if. By doing the Malika to both Simanim, the carbon is possible. And the Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who holds Shemati Shemavdil Mechatas Oiv, that the carbon is kasha. Or perhaps the Reisha of Kamaisa Oil Shem Chatas Psula refers only to the Shani B'Hazah. He deviated in the Hazah by doing only Mitzvah but not Hazah like an Oila, and therefore rules Psula. And the Mishnah concurs even with Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who agrees that a Chatas Oiv requires Hazah. While in the safest case of Asol Lamala Kamaisa Kulan Psula, which applies even to a case of Kamaisa Chatas L'Shem Chatas, all the Avodas were done like a Chatas, the Mishnah must refer only to a case of the Shani B'Hazah. The Hazah was done in the wrong place, Lamata, therefore the carbon is possible. However, in the case of the Shani B'Malika, if the Malika was done Lamata, the carbon is kasher, as we learned in the previous parak. Malika b'chol makom b'mizbeach kshera. Malika on any portion of the Mizbeach is kasher. The Mishnah continues, Oila sa'if shaso lamala kamaisa oila shem oila kshera. An oila sa'if is kasher only if all its requirements were done properly as follows. Lamala, the Malika and Mitzah were done on the upper portion of the Mizbeach. And Kemaisa Oila, the Malika was done to both Simanim and only Mitzvah is done with its blood. And L'Shem Oila, these Avodas were intended for an Oila. If all these three things were done, the Oila is kosher. However, if he deviated in one of its requirements, the Halacha depends as follows. Kemaisa Oila L'Shem Chatas Kshera Ubavach Le'os L'Balao. If all the Avodas were done like an Oila, but it was intended for a Chatas, the carbon is kosher, but the owner has not fulfilled his obligation. And vice versa, Kemaisa Chatzas L'Shem Oila. If the Avodas were done like a Chatzas, even though they were intended for an Oila, the carbon is possible. And certainly if both, Kemaisa Chatzas L'Shem Chatzas Psula. And Asol L'Mata Kemaisa Kulan Psula. If the Malika and Mitzah were done on the lower portion of the Mizbeach, which is the wrong place, even though all the Avodas were done like an Oila, the carbon is possible. And here the Gemara explains that the Reisha of Oila Sa'if Kemaisa Chatzas L'Shem Oila Psula can refer only to the Shani B'Mitzah. He deviated in the Mitzvah in that he did not do Mitzvah only Hazah like a Chatas. But the Reisha cannot refer to the Shani B'Malika, he deviated in the Malika, and that he did it only to one Sima like a Chatas, because the following Mishnah states, Kulan ein metamen beves abliya umayilim behen. In all the Mishnah's cases, the Issur Me'il applies to the meat of the carbon, and only in the Shani B'Mitzvah, all agree that Me'il applies. However, in the Shani B'Malika, when the Malika was done like a Chatas to only one Simen, there is a Machlekes Rebbe Eliezer Rebbe Yeshua in the following Mishnah where the Me'ila applies, and accordingly we must say, Reisha V'Seifa B'Malika U'Mitziyasa B'Mitzui. The Reisha of Chatas Sa'if Kamaisa Oila Shem Chatas Psula, and the Seifa in the next Mishnah of Oila Sa'if Shasa Lamata Kamaisa Chatas Shem Chatas, in which there is a Machlekes, they both refer to the Shani B'Malika. While the middle case of Oila Sa'if Kamaisa Chatas L'Shem Oila Psula refers to the Shani B'Mitzui. Zok the Mishnah, Bakulan in Metamen Beves Abliya. In all the cases of the previous Mishnah, even though the Malika was possible, it still removes the Issur Nevela, and therefore one who eats from this carbon does not become tummy. And Umoilin Behen, in all these cases, if one benefits from the carbon, the Issur Me'ila does apply. Chutz Mechata Sa'if, Shasa Lamata Kamaisa Chatas L'Shem Chatas, aside for the first case of a Chata Sa'if that was brought completely like a Chatas, where the Issur Me'ila does not apply because, as Rashi explains, the Kesherihi V'yesh L'Shas Hetu L'Kahanim Shuv Imba Me'ila Filazar. Since the carbon is kosher and its meat became Mutar B'Achila for the Kahanim, the Issur Me'ila is removed and even a non-Kohen is not liable for Me'ila. The Mishnah proceeds with the Machlekes regarding Oila Sa'if, Shasa Lamata Kamaisa Chatas L'Shem Chatas. If in an Oila Sa'if the Avodas were done completely like a Chatas and intended for a Chatas, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Moilim Ba, Rabbi Shua Oimer Ein Moilim Ba. Rabbi Eliezer holds the Isma Ila does apply, while Rabbi Shua holds the Isma Ila does not apply. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Eliezer holds Ma'ilim Ba because the Ha'ilahi, Vashas Heto Lekahanim Ein Ba, Umi Haitzia Mimi Ilasa. Since the carbon is an Ila whose meat must be burned on the Mizbeach, there is no Heter Achila, and therefore the Isma Ila was not removed. While Rabbi Shua holds Ein Ma'ilim Ba because the Kibin Deshina Shmo, Maiseo, Makaimel, Lashem Chatas, Nasas Chatas. Since the Ila Sa'if was done completely like a Chatas, the Ila Sa'if converts into a Chatas Sa'if regarding Me'ila, and since there is a Heter Achila Kahanim in the regular Chatas Sa'if, the Isma Me'ila does not apply. The discussion of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, and their Machlekes will be reviewed in the next daf.